Well, check it out, y'all. We got what you need. We're all living in apartments, condos, vans. Well, dude, even you can have a studio. A studio in a box. Yes, we can help you with that right here at Blind Knowledge. We work on your budget, and we figure out your measurements. We'll get you the best sound for the best price. Let me know, 877-237-1143 or at blindknowledge.com. Yep.
Welcome back to Maniacal Music Musings once again. I'm your host, Jeremy, and I'm here with the children of the grave. Don't worry. Though it is hip to be squared, I will say. Scared. Fucking autocorrect. No one stands against us musers as we're eating jambalaya on the bayou, of course. Later on, we'll be setting the woods on fire with that muser anti-venom gas. It comes in handy, I'll tell you. My co-host, so ladies and gentlemen, has long gone lonesome blues he sings about as he sits in the forest telling the children his ghostly confessions. He tells them all to say farewell to your flesh and get your funeral derangements in order because this will be the worst vacation of your life. Welcome to Harwood, he says, as he's not like you, and he'll tell you, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Chancey motherfucking Grife, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
See, she was laughing before you did that because she knows my humor. But, and that's right, folks. We have a guest that you will all recognize this week. What up, Lonnie? Glad to see you watching, buddy. But our guest this week, well, based on that name you might know, is my co-host from the asylum with Harley and Joker, Miss Harley Quinn herself. Hello, my dear.
What's up, everybody? Hello, Amanda.
And who the hell let you out of your pad cell? That's my question. God damn it. Gotta get a new fucking security guard. Did Batman beat him up again? Jesus Christ. But we are here, as always, folks, to talk music, not the asylum craziness tonight. Well, I mean, there's always a little bit of that, but not fully that tonight like normally when you see the two of us together. Oh, Amanda bribed the guard. That explains shit.
Well, she's got boobs, so she don't
I'll just say I've seen her. She doesn't have to bribe shit. So, but we are here to talk about three albums as always and some different albums tonight, folks. So let's get this motherfucking party started already because it's going to be a fun one. Harley, what album did you bring and why did you want to bring it?
And so I brought Welcome to Horrorwood. You won't ever grow up, you won't make it past six. Cause this is what don't do money, don't make you his bitch. You won't ever grow up, that's why with you do your toys. They prove that evil comes in every side. Because that is my favorite album.
I will say, I've heard of Ice Nine Kills. I've seen them on enough concert posters over the years to fucking know who they are, but I never actually gave them a shot. I just put them in that miscellaneous metal band folder and never touched them. So I have to fucking say, I was kind of pleasantly surprised that they were actually decent. I didn't expect them to be, honestly, because it's newer metal, and newer metal is eh. But they were actually good. They were actually good. I mean, they remind me of a combination of, like, three other bands that I can't fucking think of. But they remind me of, they're trying to be too many different people. That's the only complaint I have about them. They're trying to pretty much bring Manson and Slipknot into one, along with, like, two other bands, and I just can't No, it's like an abomination of metal, almost in a way, but one that's somewhat acceptable. I definitely got a top five and a few honorable mentions, so I enjoyed it. And definitely some elements of some songs I fucking loved, but overall, just, I felt like they're like, we know how to do music good, but we can't put it in an order that flows well. We just have lack of organizational skills.
See, their concert presence is, me and Amanda went and saw them in concert, and they put on a really, really, really good show. And his wife is the murder victim of every one of his shows. Every one of them. And, well, Spencer, that's the lead singer, and she's hot as hell anyways, so.
But she's a murder victim. How's she at every show?
Because they kind of breaks. Like, in every song, you'd have to watch the videos to understand. Every song, someone dies. And it's her who dies in every one of his songs.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word for it. I mean, it ain't no concept album. I'll give you that fucking shit. It ain't no concept album. But, unfortunately. But, Chante, what did you think of the Ice Nine Kills?
So I thought that there was some pretty cool, like, vocals to it. I liked some of the gutturals. Those were pretty cool. I don't know. For me, it kind of felt kind of like something that, you know, like scene girls and or the simps that are trying to get with the scene girls would kind of listen to. I just couldn't get into it. It's definitely better than Jeremy's album, which is also saying something. But like,
no offense, Jeremy, I couldn't really get into your album either.
Yeah. When I realized that it was something I wasn't actually going to be able to get into, I was just kind of looking at it from a more technical angle. Like, oh, hey, I like this. When I drop my top five, I'll give my biggest critique as far as the one thing I didn't like. I specifically put it on my top five so I could talk about it. But like, I mean, it's better than Jeremy's album.
It's not going to be the name of this episode, Chance. You know how time to say it. It's not going to be the name of the episode. It's for the God. And even Amanda agrees they're not for everyone. But
yeah. And that's cool, you know. I mean, I've got a few bands like that as well.
A few. Several, but Harley, what were your top five off of Heartwood?
Okay, so my number five is the Funeral Derangements. Number four is Ex Mortis. Number three is Hip to Be Scared. Number two is Welcome to Horrorwood. And my number one is the shower scene. And like, I have honorable mentions, it's Worst Vacation and Fly. But the shower scene is based off of Psycho.
Right.
And that is my favorite one. Like in the concert, they actually have the shower curtain and he goes behind the shower curtain and murders her. And there's like blood splatter going everywhere. Because I like the shower scene more than Hip to Be Scared.
It's well, shit, Amanda. Prepared to be surprised. Because I mean, I had four honorable mentions for the CD. I did get into it somewhat, but just couldn't get into the whole thing as a concept. Just couldn't. But the individual songs, once I took them individually and didn't try to put them in together, like I expected this band to kind of, based on what I read, I thought it was gonna be like a concept album, but I apparently was mistaken. But first song we mentioned was Welcome to Horrorwood, because it was a pretty good intro track, and it was pretty solid. And I like bands that do the intros like that. So number 8 was Funeral Derangement, just because it was all right. It was all right. Number 7 was Take Your Pick, because that was actually not bad. The guitar in that was fucking incredible. Number 6 was Farewell to Flesh, because that's right up my alley. That's right up the songs all my artists will do. So number 5 was Worst Vacation, because it almost was like, what if Weird Al went emo? So that's kind of why I went with that. Number 4 was Assault and Batteries, because I love my wife. My wife is now watching the Chucky TV series. I started watching it, but then podcast editing got in the way, so I kind of lost it. But in the beginning, the Andy, time to play, motherfucker. I love that shit. That made me laugh my ass off. So number 3 is Ex Mortis, because that song's incredible. Number 2 is Fly, because that song's incredible. But the number 1, and Amanda, you're right, number 1 is 100% Hip to Be Scared, because 1, Jacoby Shaddix is fucking amazing, so anything he's in, I will fucking love. And 2, the little sample in the middle of it from Hip to Be Square, I fucking love that sample on that. That's I wasn't expecting it. It fucking blew me away. Like, I love that fucking song. I love that original fucking song. So the fact that they paid homage to it is pretty fucking funny. So I enjoyed that immensely. And I'm guessing I either just hit him with Chancey was going to critique, and I said I loved what he's going to critique. I'm assuming.
I would recommend that whoever this Amanda person is, that they probably have themselves to sit down, and they better hang on to something, because they're about to not enjoy the day. My number 5 was actually Hip to Be Scared, because of the fact that I found this to be a literal audio holocaust. Like, we're talking a motherfucking war crime. It's like every fucking problem that I have with this song was checked off like the Geneva checklist. Fucking the fact that they made a song about American Psycho means that they did not understand anything about American Psycho. It's like, oh, I'm so cool and I'm a killer guy, but it's all about the 80s and how awful. It's like literally the Patrick Bateman's a fucking representation of the 80s. In the 80s, doing 80s shit, i.e. cocaine and stripper bitches. It's satire at its best. But my number 4 was Ex Mortis, which I thought was pretty cool. I definitely liked my 4 through 1 specifically. Number 3 is Farewell to Flesh. Number 2 is Funeral Derangement. And number 1 was Take Your Pick. And I definitely dug the guitar part in that. That was pretty fucking awesome. But yeah, fucking Hip to Be Scared. I heard that shit and I was like, come on, man. Especially with Jacoby.
Yeah, man, it's a chance. Yeah, I mean, not everyone can be right. So, you know, there's that.
It's really, it takes up so much of my day. I honestly don't know how to time manage the amount of times that I'm right. It's really tough. I should really get an assistant, you know.
isn't that why you have Casey?
No, she's not an assistant. Well, I mean, a technical assistant anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, for a band that wants to be Marilyn Manson, Korn, and Slipknot all thrown into one, they're not bad. And I think they even want to be Papa Roach, too. I think that's why they brought Jacoby on. But because one of those songs, I forget which one, but one of those songs 100% sound like a Papa Roach song. I can't remember off the top of my head which one it was, because I listened to the CD first yesterday. But, you know, it just... I don't know. They're not horrible. I mean, I was looking at the rest of their album covers, and I'm like, all right, you know what? Their album covers fucking look amazing. But I've been fooled before by album covers. I've been fooled before. So I'm like, I don't know. We'll wait and see if anybody else brings them on at some point. I'm sure somebody will. Somebody always does. What if we had two U2 albums now, for fuck's sake? So.
Yeah, I think so.
God help us all. And I think there's a U2 song on the next Rolling Stone bracket. Actually, I know there is, so yeah. It's actually one of the good ones, though. But we'll see when that comes. So, I guess at this barren time, it is my pleasure to bring forth the album I decided to bring tonight. Because, you know, as my co-host, I know Harley. And she told me once that she likes dark rap. So, I was like, okay, this is an album I can't just bring with any guest that doesn't know me already, because it's just not going to go over well. And I've already tried that kind of thing and had a guest just randomly complain about it, then not stop responding. So I don't know. Well, I basically was like, all right, at least with Harley, I know I could bring this and she's not going to crucify me for it.
Yeah, I shared this album with Amanda.
I may have been wrong about her not crucifying me for this, but whatever. You know, you do shit. But I decided to bring one of my favorite albums from about a decade ago. Team Death's Not Like You. Forever conflicted. And Team Death is Satanic and Razakel, which both of those artists have been on this show before. And they actually both got pretty high reviews solo, but...
They did get high reviews solo, but I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what happened here. This is, like, we'll get to it. Do your thing, Jeremy. Explain yourself.
Oh, I mean, I basically explained it already. Harley said she likes dark rap, and...
All right, Harley. Let's hear what you think about this monstrosity.
Because, I mean, we were talking about ICP one time, and she was like, that's okay, I like dark rap.
This isn't ICP!
And, no, I mean, no, they're inspired by ICP, like every hardcore artist is today, but, no, Satanic and Razakel are definitely darker. You don't be a part of a record label called Serial Killing Records without being a little dark. And since they ran the label, they're the kind of darkest people on the label by far. And I mean, Satanic is very high on the... they talk about some controversial topics, but as I get to my top five, some of these discussions need to be had. So, but Harley, I am ready. I have girded my loins. What is your review of Team Death?
I mean, I didn't really get into it, but to each their own. And I mean, I do like ICP, but this was a whole different. Yeah.
See, I thought you would get into it because this is a CD for the outsiders of society. This is a CD for the wolves, not for the sheep. Really? Nothing? All right. Well, Chance the Rapper, what did you think of this brave undertaking?
Well, you know, since Harley came in and played good cop, I'm just going to be real with you, dude. It was fucking awful. Dude, check this out, okay? I don't know if you can see this or not, It was so fucking bad. It made my fucking pen. It made my pen vomit. It made my fucking pen vomit. All right. It was so fucking bad, dude. It literally reminded me of something that sounded like they had to hurry up and get it done before mom came home so they didn't get in trouble. It's so bad. Like, literally, you could just about use a metronome and not change one thing about any of the beats in any order of the of these tracks. It was all the same drivel. And honestly, like, out of the whole thing, I got three songs that I liked and fucking four just horrific monstrosities that just wanted to talk about bad shit and be bad because they want to talk bad, be bad. Like, does not compute. Fucking tilt. See fucking attendant about quarter. I don't know what to tell you, dude. This shit is bad. Like, I almost caught myself saying, you know, I could use some Cottonmouth Kings right now. But then I realized that was how far down we have gone. Oh, God, sir.
I knew bringing in this album that Chancey was going to have either an amazingly positive review or just tear it apart. I knew it was going to go one way. It wasn't going to be in the middle. It was going to go one way or the other.
And that's what bothers me is because, like, they, on their own, the albums you brought were good. But, like, you put them together and it's just like,
well,
like, you could literally just hear it all dropping down into the realm of nothingness.
I mean, is Cher better without Sonny or is Cher better with Sonny? I mean, that's the way I look at it.
I don't understand this makes sense. I now understand why you like it, because that made no sense either. Like,
well, I mean, at the time when Team Death was a thing, the two of them were running the record label and they were full on dating for years at the same time. So
that makes sense.
So, I mean, and then he pulled that shit that we talked about when Casket was on about
how
he faked the car accident to get money from his fans. And that kind of is when they split apart and went separate directions in every aspect. So, I mean, Team Death was like their project of love. They did two albums and a Christmas album. But, and I mean, you think this album was dark. The first one I didn't bring was a lot darker. Literally talking about aborting the baby Jesus in that album. But
no, dude, this one was worse because they talked about doing worse things.
It depends on
no how you look at there's things. No that's there's no no there are there is no depends there's no depends to it none and I will be more than happy to explain when it comes time for it, because I can't no, you can't say that aborting something would be much better than that fucking which I am about to describe once it's time to go down the fucking top fucking lists of what's worst to least worst.
We already talked about worst vacation. But so my first honorable mention was Put It Down, because I mean, it's a good like underground rap song, but that's basically all it is.
I was hoping somebody would put me down after listening to this fucking thing.
Things can be arranged, Canty. Things can be arranged.
Don't fucking do me no favors.
But number seven was so full of hatred. Cause
I really was not even like you're really listing my fuck. It's like the symptoms of, you know, grief.
Because I can relate to when this album came out, I was a different person. I could very much relate to that song. But number six was Anti-Venom, just because it's a decent song. Because
they offered more it, I declined. I'd rather die.
You're a motherfucker, sir. You are a motherfucker. But number five was Not Like You, the fucking title track, because that fucking album was that song was actually fucking pretty damn really amazing. Like, I could relate to that freaking song so fucking much back in this time period. And
Sure. Back in some other time period.
This album came out in 2011, so I was listening to it probably 2012 to like 2015 hard. And then
no, I'm saying like you could still probably resonate with it because
not completely, not anymore. it doesn't have the same effects it used to. But number four was a track I don't remember being on the CD I had, but apparently it got added. But Ghostly Confessions, which I never even heard that track, and that track's amazing. So, and I like the artist who guested on it. I forget his fucking name, and I don't think he's anybody big or that's even known. But
dude, if I would have featured on this album, I would have demanded that they put me under redacted for my own fucking safety.
Yeah. Well. My number three, of course. I had to put it number three because there's a couple better songs in it, but it touches on a dark subject. And my number three was Playing Columbine because it touches on this. That started to be a big topic when this album came out, and they wanted to speak on it. They said in interviews because a lot of their fans were the type of people who would be instantly accused of doing things like this because of the way they dress, because of the way they act, their antisocial nature. So they put out this song as kind of like a, and I mean, I guess it's kind of a way to almost deter them in a way. I mean, by overplaying it, by just overshadowing like what it really does. And they also spoke out about like how they hated that Manson was blamed for Columbine, and the speech Manson gave for Columbine was brilliant. I actually read that speech out loud in my speech class in college. That was my celebrity speech I did. So, and I actually got rave reviews from people in the class. So, and I got to curse. So fuck yeah. But number two was Stands Against Us, because I think that's actually like a good wedding song almost. Like that's a song about love. Like that song's fucking amazing. And my number one song is, there's a music video for this song even too. That's fucking incredible. I love this song. It's a song that got me into Team Death. Number one song is Children of the Grave. Cause it has one of my favorite fucking rap groups ever, Dark Half, on it. And fucking just that song is incredible. That's kind of the Team Death stuff I like the most, is when they do this type of shit. Fucking great flow, great beats, and just they bring on amazing guest stars from other labels like LSP. So RIP to one half of Dark Half. But yeah. Yeah, we miss you, buddy. We miss that voice. What the fuck? I can't think of his fucking name in a second, but it'll come to me, I'm sure. But Harley, what were your top five for Team Death?
My number five was Put It Down. Number four was So Full of Hatred. Number three was Not Like You. Number two was Ghostly Confessions. And then my number one was Stands Against Us. And then I have some honorable mentions, Children of the Grave and Horns Up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Horns Up. Just not a good intro track in my mind for them. They've done better. Chansey, unleash the Kraken.
So, my two honorable mentions are actually two songs that I enjoyed. I thought they were cool because of the kind of a more EDM style track that they had to it. And that was Femicide, and I'm just going to call it RR. Fucking, they can look up the track list if they want to look at it. So number five for me was Playing Columbine. And I took the opposite take from it, from like them trying to do this as an overplay. It just seemed, honestly, it seemed like something that was like, you know, if they are like, I was one of those kids that actually kind of got that stigma when it happened, because I was in like middle school when that shit happened. And a lot of times, you know, if you got caught up because of something you listened to and then somebody heard you fucking listening to that, that's 90 day, that's a 90 day mandatory right there, because you just got caught up listening to some shit that's literally just fucking, hey, I'm saying, and I understand that there's more to the message than that, but I mean, literally, when you're hearing it, it's just like, I'm saying this shit just to say this shit because it's fucking twisted and it's going to sell. Number four for me was So Full of Hatred. It was like, it was all right. It wasn't bad as far as the worst of the worst go. Number three was Children of the Grave, but I really should put Children of the Grave in number two because fucking 0.98 is so fucked up. Like, so fucked up. And that's why I said, when you were talking about how the other song is talking about aborting Jesus, they're literally talking about pedo and Jesus, dude. That's fucked up. That's so fucked up. That's why, nah, dude, death would be better. That's fucked up. And then for me, you know, Ghostly Confessions was pretty good too. So I put that on the list at number one. But fucking, This one fucking fell to earth, and the chute did not open, dude. Just fucking, there were no.
It was really hard to listen to this album all the way through.
There were no survivors.
Like, I'm sitting there at work trying to listen to this, and I'm like, fuck. What the fuck?
I was listening to it. We're fucking editing into it.
Like, but I work with old people, so.
I used to work with old people, and I used to blast this in my car on lunchtime. Fucking blasting Playing Columbine, get you some looks. But I could have brought the other album where Razakel raps about pagan satanic.
I mean, at least that would be something else.
I mean all the songs kind of sounded the same. They all...
Agreed.
It didn't really have much to it, but they were all like the same sounding song. It just kind of bled together.
The beats are same different sound. Every fucking song. The beats are different same, every fucking song.
But the flow was the same. You could pretty much set a metronome to it. It just...
I don't know. I like their flow. I always have. That's why I got into them. But... Yeah, but I guess that brings us down to what I may call the strangest, what I would call the strangest fucking CD on this episode for damn sure, and that would be Sir Chancelot's random ass album. Chancy, what random ass album did you decide to bring?
Dude, I brought the first rock star. I brought the first rock star. That is Hank Williams, Your Cheatin' Heart.
Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new...
Fucking, it's Hank Williams, dude, for real. Like, I'm surprised I hadn't brought it any sooner. And I was like, you know what? Fucking, boop. You know how I do it. Pull up my YouTube music. Shuffle. All right. Well, it'll do. Fucking, one of the first members of the 27 Club. I mean, it is, you know, he's a fucking legend. Love him or hate him.
Did it? Well, I'll wait to my turn for this, but Harley, what did you think of Mr. Williams?
I honestly have nothing negative to say about this because I grew up in Oklahoma and Hank Williams was my grandfather's favorite singer, so nothing negative.
I mean, I'll say there's not much negative I can say about Hank Williams. I mean, his voice is kind of annoying as shit, but that's the only thing that annoys the fuck out of me is his voice. Like, but I mean, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't horrible. And, I mean, there one of the fucking title track I think of this album is on our next Rolling Stone bracket part. And I know there's another. I actually just saw the other day. There's another song from this album that's on another part coming up. So I mean, everybody knows who Hank Williams is. He's definitely got popularity in the world, and he's definitely a fucking legend, in the music industry. But I just I learned some new songs. I knew a lot of these songs already, but it's just not something I ever would go listen to on my own, really. But just no. I mean, country went. God, old ass country, like older than Johnny Cash and Elvis country shit, like old country. So,
but that's yeah. When country was good, though, was the old country.
I don't know. It reminds me too much of a fucking Sunhouse type shit sometimes, but yeah, you fucker. But, Jancy, what were your top five for Hank?
Number five for me was Lovesick Blues. I love that in Shawshank, you know, because he finally talks him into getting all that shit and they give him a record collection and that guy's just sitting there finally getting to listen to Hank Williams. And then number four is Jambalaya. Fucking love that shit, dude. Number three for me was I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, because I mean, it's a good song on its own, but I also like Volbeat's cover of it. They did a very good job with it as well. If you haven't heard it, I would highly recommend checking it out. Number two is just, you know, it's iconic. It's Hey, Good Looking.
That's funny.
What? It's a great song. And number one is fucking Your Cheating Heart, dude. That's fucking, that is iconic. Fucking Your Cheating Heart. Just fucking, you go into it. You don't even got to try.
Oh my God. Okay. You just sparked a fucking memory in me, kind of.
Oh shit.
You know what Hank Williams sounds like when he sings? When they tried to sing country on Cat Dog.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably because they're trying to emulate that sound, like
that's literally all I hear is the fucking greaser singing country.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what your impersonation of Hank Williams just did for me. But
I'm glad I could help.
Yeah. But Harley, what were your top five?
My number five was I'm So Lonely I Could Cry. My number four was I Saw the Light. Number three was Cold, Cold Heart. Number two was Ramblin' Man. And number one was Hey, Good Looking. Then my honorable mentions are You Win Again and Your Cheating Heart.
See, I fucking hate Your Cheating Heart. I hate the way he sings that. But it just annoys the fucking shit out of me. But my number five, I had no honorable mentions for this fucking album, but getting five was easy, hard enough. I had to fucking count at the end and be like, all right, I got five already. Yeah, I'm good. All right. But my number five was
about your album.
Yeah, you both had honorable mentions, so fuck off. But
yeah,
no matter your intention, chance, you still had them. So, but.
I mean, I separated them because it's like, listen, these ones are okay. The rest of this is trash.
Well, Jesus. Number five for me, though, was Long Gone, Lonesome Blues, because that actually is a good track I kind of don't think I've heard before. I might have. I don't know. A lot of his songs sound the same. But number four was I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, because that's a fucking legendary song. I don't really like it that much, but it's legendary. Number three was Set in the Woods on Fire, because that's a new one to me. I never heard that fucking song, and that was actually pretty good. Number two had to be, of course, and this is why I laugh, Fancy, the iconic Hey, Good Looking, because Who doesn't know that opening fucking line? Who doesn't know that shit? I've done that shit to my wife walking into the house for when I get home from work and shit. So, but I always add in the bedroom at the end. You know, you have to. But my number one was Jambalaya, because I never heard that fucking song before, and I fucking love Jambalaya, and that's a fucking amazing song. So now I want some Jambalaya after listening to that song. But I swear to God, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, God damn it, I want Jambalaya, and I don't know any place around here that makes it. God fucking damn it. Why can't I live in the South? But, Jambalaya on the Bayou was a damn good song. Kind of remind me of, Chuck Berry, Havana Moon vibes, kind of. Not the same guitar by any means, but definitely
vibe. Right.
Hank Williams was, old Hanky Boy was not horrible, I'll say. Not horrible. I could deal with it. But except for Your Cheating Heart, that song's just horrible. Just horrible. His voice makes me want to punch my computer screen. But, there you go, folks. We talked about three albums rather quickly, I'll say. But we had to talk about these three. And, yeah, it is what it is. But we hear us talk about a lot of songs. Check out the Rolling Stone bracket parts every 2 weeks. They release two parts behind the ones we're recording, but still, they're always there to watch on all the places we are. And we also have a 90s, possibly, bracket coming up on The Asylum next month. So that's going to be interesting. And ICP's on it, I've been told by an inside source. So, you know, you can't do 90s without talking about ICP. You just can't.
And it's been hard picking the 90s songs because there's so many.
Well, that's why most people look for rankings, but just saying.
That's what I did, but still.
But you wouldn't have ICP if you did rankings. So I know exactly. You did some special adding. But the world is fucked. But Harley, where can they find you?
The Asylum with Harley and Joker every Sunday night, 8 Eastern time, and also the Mod Squad Network, where we have a horror show, a movie show, a gamer show, and we go live every Saturday night at 8 Eastern.
Yes, there's a Mod Squad show for every day of the week. But, Chanty, where can they find you besides the deepest pits of despair?
On TikTok and Instagram, it's the Red Eye Roundtable. And on X, it's Red Eye Table. And then, you know, The Void.
True. And the contest does continue, folks. Chancey needs to be forced to bring out another album of some kind, so try to find him if you dare. I check Harwood first, but you can, of course, find both your musers on Facebook as the Uncensored, Unapologetic, and Untamed Podcast Collective, U-Cubed. You can find us on X and the Gram as at Juggalo Bastard. You can find us on TikTok as at Juggalo Bastard Podcast. And you can find us on YouTube as Maniacal Music Musings. And, of course, you can find us streaming live on Parapost Network on Facebook, a great place for all podcasts and vodcasts. And you could find us as part of Blind Knowledge Network. Because all knowledge is blind until you play with the children of the grave for a night. That sounded worse than I thought it did. But be sure to come back in a week and a half and check out the next part of the Rolling Stone Top 500 Songs bracket. I believe we're going to part 9 now. And there ain't many parts left, actually. We got through these a lot faster than I thought we would since we speed up how often we do them. So I got some other shit lined up afterwards. Don't worry, folks. But it's still a while till we got worried about that. It's all coming. Giggity. And your muses are out for the night. We thank Harley for coming on, of course, because once I'm a co-host of anybody, I have to get them on the show solo at least once. So, you know, it was bound to happen eventually, and it only took about a month. So, yay. But come check us out next week. We have another great guest coming. No idea what albums yet, but we'll see. Until then, musers out.
raised up from the grave. From the grave. Born dead, then remade in a world that's decayed. We're half human, but humanity's half dead. Symbolically alive, where humanity's last breath. A fresh air from the dirt of the earth. Buried 6 feet deep, now on the surface we search for some flesh to sustain our desire to live again. No one is particular, we're feasting on many men. Is he to the deck and rise from the grave in the moonless skies? Hail the Lord of the Flies and witness mankind's demise. Teeth sharp as razors, shock you like tasers. Can't nobody faze us, bitch, you better praise us. Or else we're ripping flesh till nothing's left. The smell of death is on my breath. Bluster squirting from her neck. What a mess, I must confess. The sex was best after she died. So I stabbed out both her eyes. Then I cut out her insides and licked the blood between her thighs.
Set you on fire and watch your body burning slow. Your screams are fading.
You don't wanna face us, you scream no.
From the earth we were brought up. You can try to run, but you know you can't stop us. We are the children of the grave. Revolution is our name. From the blood we sustain. From the earth we were brought up. You can try to run, but you know you can't stop us. We are the children of the grave. Revolution is our name. From the blood we sustain.
Fetus, I'm a fire from all the pills I take. Suicidal failure, I'll fuck your face and ejaculate on your baby's nice shit. Corpse is hanging in my day. Fucker shouldn't have let me in. You don't want it, you can't win. Come on.
The flesh is ripping, the blood is dripping. We crave it, we need it. Give it to us, please. Every moment we must see, so we feast on the living.
You don't wanna face us, you'll scream no. From the earth we were brought up. You can try to run, but you know you can't stop us. We are the children of the grave. Revolution is our name. From the blood we sustain. From the earth we were brought up. You can try to run, but you know you can't stop us. We are the children of the grave. Revolution is our name. From the blood we sustain.
No. The blood, it seeps your clothes. I can't feel your pulse. Now I'm falling in love. This is beautiful, not unusual. A death ritual, I can't seem to get enough. You don't wanna face us, you'll scream no.
From the earth we were brought up. You can try to run, but you know you can't stop us. We are the children of the grave. Revolution is our name. From the blood we sustain. From the earth we were brought up. Trying to run, but you know you can't stop us. We are the children of the grave. Revolution is our name. From the blood we sustain. From the earth we were brought up. You can try to run, but you know you can't stop us. We are the children of the grave. Revolution is our name. From the blood we sustain. From the earth we were brought up. You can try to run, but you know you can't stop us. We are the children of the grave. Revolution is our name. From the blood we sustain.
No.
Yeah.